McGuffey, Right Principles. Bob is helping to organize a Tax Freedom Day rally at the state capitol Sunday, May 21st. And he's going to talk about this coalition, this grassroots effort. Bob, can we actually have a tax freedom rally in Connecticut? I mean, with the taxes we have to pay, what good will it do? I'm not putting you down. I just wonder, what good will it do?
Well, morning, Brad. Thanks for having me on to spread the word. Well, it's all you can do right now. I mean, we need to come out in force, and we're going to, on May 21st. Now, for people to understand what that date means, is that everybody in the state, we're the last state in the nation to reach Tax Freedom Day. And so that means we're working from New Year's Day until May 21st.
Wow.
And all that money goes to the federal, state, and local taxes. On May 22nd or May 21st, you finally are working for yourself. And so, and it's moved. That date has slid. In 2010, it was April 27th. It's now moved out to May 21st. Just when is this going to stop? The governor is, and the legislature have passed the two largest tax increases in history in just the last several years. They're taking in less revenue as a result of that. Higher taxes, less money. The deficit is ballooning. And companies are leaving the state. Corporations are leaving the state. Seniors can't retire here. And young adults, sadly, can't even start a career here. They're killing the great state of Connecticut right before our eyes.
Bob, and we're talking with Bob McGuffey of Right Principles here on Brad and Dan. He's in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair. Bob, somebody sent out a tweet today saying that the problem with Connecticut is not so much its budget as far as our everyday expenditures. It's the unfunded pension liabilities that are weighing down the budget. What do you say to that?
Well, unfunded, yes. There's made too many promises. That's the problem. They have too rich retirement. They have too rich health care. And they hold on to it. And the governor's protected them right from the beginning. Their unfunded liabilities aren't even included in the deficit. That's not even included in the deficit. That's just hanging out there. You don't even see it. Hundreds of billions of dollars are just hanging out there.
But, Bob, you know,
too much has been promised. They've made us, it's just too much promise to state workers, too much waste. And it's all since 1991 when the state tax, income tax came in on the Weicker.
Bob, we were all there, 40,000, and Lowell Weicker lied to us, actually lied to us, okay? And he should be ashamed of himself. What he set up, and he set it up, and that's why we're paying the price now, and I don't know how we're going to get out of it, to tell you the truth.
Well, yeah, the whole thing has to get unwrapped. I mean, what you create is a class of self-serving people. We have them in Washington. We see that on our TV every day. We have them in Hartford as well. And I mean, Lloyd went in on the back of the public service unions. He's had no intention of doing the job he really needs to do. And he's just made a royal mess out of it. I just can't believe, you know, what they've done. They've taken a great state like Connecticut, highly educated state, highly educated and skilled workforce, and look at the mess we're in. We are considered by Barron's Magazine the worst-run state in the nation. It's unbelievable. We come in last in every category of growth, growing jobs. It's awful, and now we have the longest to pay off our taxes. We are last in Tax Freedom Day. Every other state comes in ahead of us. It's ridiculous.
Bob, I'm guessing right now the unions don't think Malloy is their best friend because of the layoffs he's threatening. What do you say about that?
Well, they need to lay off. They need to take a cut right across the board. If he would have done this thing right, if he wanted to keep people employed, he would have just done a cut in pay back 7 years ago, and you would have been able to start to bring it back into line. You got to cut it straight across the board. But I mean, those public service union bosses put him into power, then they negotiate the union deals across the table from him, and continue to fuel his campaign. I mean, it's just the biggest bunch of self-dealing that we've ever seen. So, you know, he can't even run again. He can't even run again. Of course he can't. And he should have been taken out the last time around.
Well, again, this is our problem, and it started a long time ago. Yes, right over at the state capitol with 40,000 people on a nice afternoon fighting the income tax. And you know something? The thing that drives me crazy, we had beaten it. We had beaten it. And they made some folks leave the legislature, okay, so that the vote would be the way Weicker wanted it. And he, as I said, should be ashamed of himself.
No difference from anyone in the federal government that we see every night on the TV. They are self-dealing, ruling class. They themselves are rulers. Tell us what to do. It's got to stop. You got to take these people out. The only answer is reduce government. I mean, there's 360 different taxes and fees in this state. It's unbelievable. I'm looking at the list here from the Yankee Institute, and it's just disgusting. Everything, you get dinged, you get dinged. You want to start a small business, there's an entity tax. Then whatever business you're in, there's licensing. They want to license everything, restrict entry. They're chasing businesses out. GE, of course, is the biggest example of it. But businesses are leaving the state constantly. Retirees are leaving. They're going to leave us with nothing. And it's awful. I mean, for a good state like this, for an educated workforce, for an in-touch people like this state, to keep voting these people back into office is just astounding. So we want to get out on Sunday, May 21st, 1 p.m. at the state capitol in Hartford, and let them see a show for us. Get out. Anybody listening, if you've ever come out to a rally, come out to this one and let these people know we're watching them.
All right.
And thank you. Thank you, Bob McGuffey, Wright Principles, and that's it. That's the date, the 21st.
Yeah, Bob, we'll talk again. We'll keep our audience informed about this big date.
All right. I appreciate it, and happy to come on anytime. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Terrific. You too.
You bet.